This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In Boston tonight, a new center dedicated to fostering understanding of the Muslim community will open its doors for the first time. It's the American Islamic Congress's new cultural center, and it has a pretty swanky address, nestled right between the high-end shops and cafes on Newbury Street. Earlier today, we visited the new center and sat down with its civil rights outreach director, Nasser Wadadi.
We're actually aiming to redefine what does it mean to be an American Muslim and here in the city of Boston and beyond. This is not the normal perception of what the Muslim Cultural Center is, because oftentimes Muslims are understood and profiled only around theology and religion. And in the shuffle, an even more important component of Muslims' identity is cast aside, which is culture.
This is a really tony address. It's fancy. Newbury Street is sort of hip and in and fashionable. What's the idea behind that?
It's absolutely deliberate, because we feel that Muslims do not belong into some backwater cellar. And choosing Newbury Street was basically making a statement about how mainstream American Muslims have become in the last four decades.
Wadadi says the new cultural center will offer a space for the arts and will be open not only to the local Muslim community, but to the whole city. Wadadi is most interested in changing the way Muslims are perceived in this city and across the country, and his reasons are personal. Nasser Wadadi is 36, born in Mauritania. He grew up in Syria and Libya and sought political asylum in the U.S. in 2000. He settled first in Kentucky, and that's where he was during and after 9/11, when he was swept up by federal law enforcement officials during those first frantic days after the attacks.
It was basically a raid that was triggered by some neighbor that didn't feel comfortable. What was described then as the appearance of Middle Eastern-looking men in an apartment building complex. And in the process, we were handcuffed, we were detained. And it was not a pleasant experience by any stretch of imagination. It took me about 2 years to be able to talk about it calmly. However, the interesting thing is that at the end of the day, when they went through the papers, they checked everything, there's nothing, no reason for concern, they apologized.
So how has it changed since then? And I'm asking you, I read a recent survey by the Pew Forum on public views of Islam, and it found that a plurality of, I think, 45% see Islam as more likely than other religions to promote violence, for example. Does that suggest there's still a lot of work to do?
Right after 9/11, the negative perception of Muslims here in the United States was around the ballpark of 24%. Almost a decade later, that number has doubled. It's a sign of a resounding failure within Muslim communities to make the case and demonstrate why is it that this phenomenon of violence is something that it has more to do with the politics of a particular area of the world than simply making wide generalizations about 1.4 billion people on planet Earth.
You mentioned a resounding failure within the Muslim community. I've heard you and I've read what you've written. You've talked about there being a real failure of leadership in the American Muslim community. What are you referring to about that? I mean, where's the failure of leadership? How should that be addressed?
I think that the failure in leadership is very much about designing practical answers beyond, you know, talking points. There have been a lot of people like intellectuals running around, you know, writing books and manifestos and appearing on TV. Yeah, that's great. But the organization that comes with that has been largely missing. And more importantly, also, the talking points that have been used by a lot of Muslim talking heads in this country have been a dismal failure.
Because
think about it. You tell Americans after every terrorist attack or event, you know, Islam is the religion of peace. That does not cut it. What we are aiming to do is really saying it as it is. We're not here to sugarcoat ugly realities. We're not here to make any apologies for violence. There's no buts whatsoever. I might add, we are as much victims of this phenomenon as everyone else. Islamist terrorism has claimed more Muslim lives than any other group and has been plaguing the Muslim world long before it hit the West. But I would contend that the biggest failure of all has been the failure to acknowledge that not all Muslims define themselves through religion, and that not all Muslims even agree on what does it mean to be Muslim. That's what's going on here.
In the wake of 9/11, I think one of the things that Americans took comfort in is that none of those attackers came from the U.S. Since then, there has been an uptick in this concern and in incidents of Islamic radicals being raised here in the U.S. Give me your take on that problem, how serious it is, and how to address it, and what needs to be said about it.
It's a very serious problem that threatens every one of us, Muslim before everyone else. When, for example, there have been anti-Muslim demonstrations, when you see people throwing stones and bottles at children, and this has happened here in the past 2 years, that shows you that there is a serious problem that needs to be engaged. And the fact that there's that's a conversation, by the way, that no one wanted to have 3 years ago. People were totally in denial about the fact that there is indeed an environment that is breeding radicalization in this country. I've seen it for myself. When you hear that in an American campus, you have a preacher coming out and telling Muslim students that joining law enforcement and United States Armed Forces is against their faith because these organizations are designed to kill Muslims. You know that there is a problem, and we can't just brush it off. And I weigh carefully my words because oftentimes this is a conversation no one wants to have. But we need to take a hard look on the inside. It's not so much a matter of engaging in some sort of witch hunt, but it's a matter of doing the responsible thing.
It seems, too, that it's a case of, in the market of competing ideas, that someone like you could gain the upper hand with your message.
Yes.
Right? I mean, the light of day on these kinds of messages really shows them for what they are.
Not only that, the kind of message that we are advocating hits at the core of some of the identity problems that ultimately have been proven to lead to radicalization. Because of the dominance of the ultra-conservative Muslim right in American institutions, there are a lot of people walking around with the perception that they're bad Muslims because they are not observant Muslims. Now, the message that we tell them is that, first of all, there's no such a thing as a bad Muslim because there is a wide interpretation of what does it mean to be one. So it would be rather bizarre if you're second or third generation American Muslim, you live in a Western society that offer you all the freedoms and the liberties, and somehow some self-appointed leader, quote end of quote, would start basically telling you, no, not really. You can't fully enjoy the freedoms of the society because in doing so you'll be giving up on your faith. That's nonsense, mm-hmm. And that's unacceptable. We've been fighting to challenge it, not through fiery speeches and high lofty rhetoric, but through practical programs where we offer people credible alternatives and show that this is not a minority view and that it is a legitimate point of view and that, guess what, it is actually the way to go.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nasser Wadadi is the Civil Rights Outreach Director at the American Islamic Congress. The group's new cultural center opens tonight in Boston. And if you'd like to comment on what you just heard or on anything you hear on Radio Boston, check out our website, radioboston.org. Up next, John Waters and his mixed feelings about Christmas.